Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hi, this is Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast. We are here at MODEX 2020 in the New Warehouse Podcast booth. I am now joined by Rob Sullivan. He is the CEO at AutoGuide Mobile Robots. He's going to talk to us a little bit about AutoGuide. What is AutoGuide? Tell us a little bit about his background and I think his previous company too, how they got to this point. And then we're going to talk a little bit about how AutoGuide has something in the that's a finalist for the MODEX Innovation Awards. So exciting for them, definitely. So, Rob, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me today.
Definitely. Happy you could come by. Thanks for coming by the booth, definitely. So why don't you tell us, I guess, a little bit, tell us a little bit about you. What's your background?
Yep. So I'm an engineer by training.
Okay.
And I started in robotics and automation 32 years ago.
All right.
My first company out of school was Brooks Automation.
All right.
And had a number of startups under my belt, smaller companies that grew into larger companies,
okay.
Mostly in the automation and robotics space.
Okay.
I have 60-plus patents in automation and robotics. Oh, wow. And I started this one up right here, this AutoGuide,
right.
A couple of years ago, where my last company, we were doing large case spec systems, and we were being fed by manual fork trucks. And being the pallets were coming in, the pallets were coming out by manual fork trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw about 3 years ago a real need to have autonomous fork trucks.
Okay.
About 3 years ago. So then I started looking at different companies that are out there doing it. What's the marketplace?
Right.
And I decided to get into it and develop autonomous robots, autonomous fork trucks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So now tell us. So I guess you saw kind of the in-between was automated, but
right.
Then the input and the output was not automated.
That's exactly right. You know, you look at distribution centers today where you have a trailer pull up, you have fork trucks come in, they
right.
pull it up, they go in the dock, the front side of the docks, they then take those loads, they may send them through, across docking, or they may put them into storage
right.
and then bring them out to fulfill. So what we're doing right now is we came out first a couple of years ago with a fully autonomous tugger.
Okay.
And so what happens there is a manual fork truck will go into a truck, pull it out, put the pallets onto our trailers, could be three or four trailers deep.
Right.
We'll bring the entire loads into the distribution center, and then a high bay vehicle will come in, manual, will pick it up.
Okay.
So that's the first step.
Right.
Second step is our pallet stack that we have here at the show today, where it can go in the floor and pick a pallet up and put it onto a trailer or a stretch wrapper. So if you look at the food chain, the next one is put out the pallet stacker. Okay.
Right.
A manual truck operator grabs it, puts it on the floor at the dock. We come with our fork truck, pick it up, put it onto the trailers.
Okay.
That goes in, and then a manual high bay. Next is we're coming up. We're actually in the Innovation Award, MHIN Innovation Award
right.
this week for our high bay.
Okay.
And so next step of it is, okay, you go from the dock to the trailer
right.
into the distribution center. We then come with our high bay, pick it off the trailer, and we put it away.
All right.
And really that innovation, so imagine a fork truck that can go 5 feet high.
Right.
So we have a 36-footer. All you're doing is putting multiple stages onto that. So the real innovation part of it is the sensor fusion.
Okay.
We're utilizing a number of different sensors to actually understand where the payload is it shifted, exactly where it is, so we can
right.
come in safely and pick it and then put it onto the trailer or what other application it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the real key to ours, so if you keep progressing now, what's the next step? Trailer load unloading, right? The docks, right?
Yeah.
Now you can imagine we pick from a trailer, we come out, we put it onto a trailer, bring the load in, we take our high bay vehicle, and then we bring it you know, then reverse to the other side, right? So we take the entire process that you were talking about and bring it in. Or if they have an automated case pick system, each pick system, we can take and deliver right to those systems and pull from those systems fully autonomously. Now, okay, that's great. That's the hardware part of it I just told you about.
Right, yeah.
The software is a big key.
Talk about the software part, and I guess the kind of this, I'm interested actually in the sensor part where you said they can sense whether the load has shifted or anything of that nature. So I guess maybe we'll get into this in the software part, but you know, what happens in that case? Like if the sensor now senses that maybe this load is not so stable or not safe to put away, like what happens there?
So at some point, right now what we're doing is we're saying, okay, I want to learn, right? From a machine learning standpoint, what's my environment? Where am I, right? Okay. And is that load pickable or not? Mm. Say it's pickable and I have to pick it a little to the left or whatever else.
Right.
Or I have to say, I can't pick this thing. Mm-hmm. It's just unstable. We won't pick it.
Right.
So it's really from more of a safety aspect and a pickability standpoint where we can square up our vehicle and get it in there and actually be able to pick, you know, whatever type of, we're using a lot of different types of sensors.
Right.
And we're basically fusing that information together to really give us the best environment. But we can see the entire the payload that they're having, whether it's a pallet with product on top of it or any other type of load.
Okay, interesting.
So and that's really, from the innovation side, it isn't about lifting 36 feet. It's about what do you do with that thing?
Yeah.
How do you deal with the real world environments? Hmm. The real world isn't perfect pallets. The real world isn't perfect loads.
Right.
Right? And so, but then the next step, though, after that, is trailer load unload on our roadmap, right?
Right.
And then we get that entire ecosystem there. But to go into the software part of it,
sure.
You know, we designed this software suite with 30 years. The head of software of our company, the head of hardware and systems of our company, has been working for me and with me for almost, since 1996, 24 years now we've been together.
So you guys are a pretty strong team.
Yeah, we're a pretty strong team. So we understand the software part of it extremely well, handling thousands of different types of robots, multiple systems.
Okay.
So we built an architecture that starts off in the beginning where we can interface to the WMS systems, warehouse management system.
Right.
Okay. We've done multiple ones in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It then goes into order management where we take orders and then whatever the WMS says, do this, we're going to do that. Take a load here, bring it here, store it away, pick it, you know, whatever it is.
Okay.
We also have inventory manager. That's a kind of weird thing for a fork truck company to have, autonomous fork truck.
Yeah.
We can control the inventory. And why that's important is that if you tell us, oh, there's 20 different instances of that same product,
right.
We can go get the best one. That can minimize travel, increase your efficiency, increase your throughput. Then we have fleet manager that manages the fleet, reporting, charging, and all that.
Mm.
Underneath there is traffic management, like a Waze, right?
Hey,
where's the right place to go? Mm. And the key to that part is if we get more information, whether they're manual systems or other type of systems, like a mirror or other types of systems, we can control those systems with our software.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we understand all those types of systems, where those robots are, where our robots are, and we can also interface easily into a case pick, each pick systems.
Interesting.
And so we really want to be the traffic cop of the entire. So, you know, if we have the product, fine.
Right.
But if I was, an example is, can auto guy do a 50,000 pound lift?
Right.
We really don't want to do it. It's a one-off thing. Mm. We'll control that though.
Okay.
So therefore, we're really enabling them to have full automation.
Mm-hmm.
And we come from an environment in semiconductor where it's highly automated.
Right.
Extremely automated, right?
Yeah.
Why can't warehouses and e-commerce and distribution centers get there?
They
will get there.
Yeah.
You know, and I think software, and we designed this software almost 3 years ago to do this.
Right. So you mentioned that you guys are kind of like the Waze, right? So with Waze, you know, people are like contributing to it, saying like, oh, there's an accident here, accident there.
Right.
So will the automated machines, will they actually communicate to each other and say that, like, oh, there's high traffic in this aisle, so avoid it? Or
well, we want to hook up all the different systems in the factories or the distribution center. Tell us the information. We'll understand it.
Okay.
And we'll be the traffic hub of those, just like Waze does. Well, Waze isn't the traffic hub, but it's giving you information.
Right.
And sometimes it's giving you a different route.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Say, no, this is the route you're going to take.
Okay.
Or we won't, like an auto guy vehicle will take a different route to get there.
Got it. Okay, so it's kind of, it's optimizing the best travel path, basically, in a way. Yeah, based on whether there's high congestion in a certain area or whether it just truly is the best way to travel there, right?
Yeah, when it was a matter because you want to minimize your travel,
right?
Maximize your throughput of your system,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right. Okay, and now can you speak to, I guess, kind of the On the implementation side, so, you know, somebody that's listening to this that's looking to get started in automation, you know, what does the implementation look like from kind of from beginning to at least end of phase one?
Yeah, so you can start off with, say, a tugging application. The one I talked about, the warehouse, we did a 1.3 million square foot warehouse. Our guys went in there for 2.5 weeks and got the system installed with tugger-based system.
Okay.
So you can start there, but once you go in there, the entire system is mapped.
Right.
The entire warehouse, 1.3 million square foot warehouse is mapped. And then if you add in pallet stackers next, it's already mapped in. You can insert in.
Yeah.
You can put your waypoints in. Then you can add iBay into that. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you can add in other modules to that.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. So let me ask you a question then. So, you know, we're here at MODEX, right? Obviously, there's tons of automation all around us. That's like the name of the game now, right? So so what are you seeing as kind of the future of that, right? I think that we've kind of, you know, automation is now is being embraced, right? And a couple years ago, I would say people were kind of a little scared of it, like robotics and things. So what do you think is now the future of it? Like, what do you see happening in maybe MODEX, like, 2030, right?
Right. So one aspect I didn't talk about was our module platform.
Okay.
So basically, if you look at our fork truck, if you come over to our booth, you'll see our base fork truck, and then there's different attachments to it, whether it's a tugger or a pallet stacker or a high bay or something some other integrator will design up in the future for some application we don't even know about today.
Right.
We have a patent pending on that. It's basically like a robot, like an ABB or a UR robot, where you have a robot and you can put different end effectors onto it.
Mm.
So that's exactly how we designed it. That's not like a fork truck you buy today where you can change the front ends of these things.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
Right, it's not that easy, right? So we designed it, like, for me, 3 years ago, it was more like, why aren't all of them designed like that? Like a robot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A regular robot, right? It makes a heck of a lot of sense, but they weren't, right?
Yeah.
So that's key, where if you want to change, or say we go into that environment where you start with tuggers and go to pallet stackers and high bay, you can, it's the same base unit. So from a service side, you know, you can utilize the same spare parts and everything else you want in the same software. But to answer your question, so that's a really key part, where maybe your mix changes. Where, hey, I want to take my pallet stackers, make them tuggers, or tuggers, make them pallet stackers, or make them high base.
Yeah.
You can do that. Or you can go out and buy, say, 20 base units and 10 of some type of adapter, another 10, another 10. You can mix however you want the mix of the future.
Yeah.
Because your future will change, right? If you mix a product
definitely.
And things
and
like
your,
that.
Your capacity in certain areas needs to be a little more flexible, depending on what you have, right?
So I think in the future, just like semiconductor happened, if you look at the semiconductor in the days where people were walking wafer boxes around to the days where it's lights out manufacturing.
Yeah.
The shows of 2030, whatever year you said, we're looking at those. I think we're going to have these integrated systems where, and it may not be all AutoGuide, but an AutoGuide type control system will control other different suppliers such that to give an entire solution to the customer. Whether it's, you know, our stuff is, we took a base platform in automotive to manufacturing, to distribution, to e-commerce. Same platform, different workflows and applications. It's pretty much the same in the beginning, right? And have a module approach and an architecture they can change. You can do what you want with it, you know?
Okay.
And I think also, though, our methodology is kind of like the iPhone.
Right.
No one imagined how many apps would be in the iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Later on, right? And 2030 would be interesting, right?
Yeah.
What people really use this AutoGuide product for, all the adapters that we put onto this thing in the future. I don't know what they all are today. Whether they're grabbing whiskey cartons, you know, whatever it is, right? Barrels, right? Who knows what the applications are in this thing? I don't know.
I mean, I guess the kind of the market and I guess the customer is going to really be the one to kind of set that and ask for what they need, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And what they're doing, you know, look at their workflow, understand, okay, if you automate, it could be a different workflow, the same workflow, who knows, right? What are you trying to do? Oh, and then for ours, you know, we're a product company, we can pull in our integrators to do some customization they want to do.
Right.
Right now, you can buy the base unit, and we give you the APIs, the interface to the electronics and all that, and they can do whatever they want to the customization of the back end, just like a robot company does with a gripper or end effector.
Right. All right, very interesting stuff. So how can people find out more about AutoGuide?
You can go to www.agmobilerobots.com, go to our website. There's interfaces there. If you want to go to sales or any of the departments, you can get to us via that.
Okay, great. All right, Rob, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll post more information about AutoGuide on thenewwarehouse.com as well.
Great, thank you.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online. at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the new warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the new warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.